Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The stock market opened lower this morning after 3 days of gains. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 800 points in the first few minutes of trading.
Both the Dow and the S&P 500 index dropped about 3% at the opening bell, giving up around half their gains from the previous day. Markets have been volatile in recent weeks as investors struggle with the economic fallout from the coronavirus. The pandemic's price tag is beginning to show up in official government numbers, including Thursday's jobless claims. More than 3.25 million Americans applied for unemployment last week, nearly five times the previous record. Congress is responding with a massive $2 trillion rescue bill that's expected to pass the House later today. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The House is now debating the mammoth coronavirus relief package. The measure passed the Senate on Wednesday, with every senator present voting for it. House leaders hope to get it to President Trump later today. The U.S. now has more confirmed cases of the coronavirus than any other country. Johns Hopkins University reports there are more than 85,000 U.S. cases, slightly more than in China. Health officials say the number of cases in the U.S. has been rising rapidly as more testing is completed. Meanwhile, NPR's Windsor Johnston reports President Trump is preparing to release an updated set of guidelines on social distancing.
Trump says the government will use data from accelerated testing to categorize certain areas as high, medium, or low risk for the virus. In a letter to governors on Thursday, the president said the new guidelines will help individual states make decisions in the coming weeks about maintaining, increasing, or relaxing social distancing efforts. This week, Trump abruptly declared he wants to reopen the economy by Easter, despite continued warnings from public health officials.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for the coronavirus. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from London, more than 570 Britons have died of COVID-19.
In a video message, Johnson said he has mild symptoms, a temperature and a cough. The prime minister said he would continue to lead the effort against the coronavirus, directing his ministers from self-isolation in his residence, number 10 Downing Street.
Thank you to everybody who's doing what I'm doing, working from home, to stop the spread of the virus from household to household. That's the way we're going to win. We're going to beat it, and we're going to beat it together.
The British government has ordered most businesses closed to slow the spread. Amid concerns health services could be overwhelmed, officials are converting a London convention center into a 4,000-bed field hospital. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 924 points, or more than 4%. The Nasdaq is down 253 points, or more than 3%. You're listening to NPR. This week, President Trump had announced a delay in the deadline for Americans to get new real IDs in order to get on planes or enter a federal building. Now the Department of Homeland Security says that delay will be for a year. The new deadline to get real IDs will be October 1st, 2021. The Democratic presidential primary is technically still a two-candidate race. But as NPR's Amy Held reports, the coronavirus pandemic is changing the calculus for that contest.
In an interview with NPR's Morning Edition, Senator Bernie Sanders addressed his position in the race.
We are assessing the situation we're in. It's changing every day because elections are being delayed. We don't hold rallies, obviously. We don't do door-to-door campaigning.
Instead, it's virtual campaigning. With former Vice President Joe Biden leading by more than 300 delegates, Sanders concedes he has a steep path to the nomination. But he says he's taking pride in keeping his ideas at the forefront. Whatever happens, Sanders has his work cut out for him as a senator working in the pandemic.
I have very little doubt that there'll be another massive stimulus package within the next month.
For his part, Biden says he's done with debates and wants to, quote, get on with this. Amy Held, NPR News.
The National Weather Service is warning that critical fire weather conditions persist over the high plains. Temperatures will be very warm today through the southern and central high plains. Combined with gusty winds and low humidity, conditions are ripe for wildfires to ignite in the central United States. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.